A new study has found as many as one in five primary school-aged boys exhibit emotional and behavioural problems, and it's affecting their schoolwork. Researchers claim troubled boys are now three times more likely to be rated by their teachers as having poor English or mathematical skills compared with peers without these problems. So, what's causing distress in so many Australian schoolchildren? David Taylor has the story.
Carl Lee has two boys at Maroubra Junction Primary School. He says his boys are doing okay, but he's aware that some of their classmates are struggling with anxiety and the very early onset of puberty, and it's hurting their schoolwork.
Dads who've said to me, "Oh, Johnny's having trouble at school," it seems, just with my sons reporting back to me, that sometimes those particular kids are also the kids that might be disruptive in the class.
That's backed up by the Murdoch Children's Research Institute's Childhood to Adolescence Transition Study of 1,000 Australian Grade 3 school children. Participants were asked to fill out a strengths and difficulties questionnaire, which asks parents to report on the well-being of their children. Lisa Mundy led the research. She says there's now an alarming number of primary school-aged children who are struggling with serious emotional or behavioural problems.
So emotional problems we tend to think of as children who have many worries, fears, they're easily scared, they might sort of seem unhappy or sad. Behaviour problems tend to be things like sort of acting out, temper tantrums, those sorts of things, fighting with others. And it can also tap into that kind of hyperactivity, kind of restless, overactive, easily distracted, those types of behaviours.
Researchers then looked at the NAPLAN results of those boys with emotional or behavioural problems and found that they were falling 12 months behind their classmates.
So that is a fairly substantial delay at that point in time.
She also claims there's a link between the very early onset of puberty, for some boys as young as 7 or 8, and behavioural problems in the classroom.
We found that boys particularly who have higher levels of those hormones tend to have more emotional and behavioural problems.
Dr. Mundy says it's vital parents spot the warning signs of a child's distress, which could include sadness, anxiety and not wanting to go to school, and then managing their child's feelings, encouraging them to express themselves.
If going through that you're still concerned, then at that point it's worth seeking help and just checking that it's not anything more significant.
And Carl Lee has his own parental tips for bringing boys through these important school years.
We can't force things out of them, but we can say to them that we're always here to talk to, and we hope that we can be here for them for the long haul.
Father of two boys, Carl Lee, ending David Taylor's report.